From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Public transportation in Broward County may soon get more expensive. Commissioners are considering a 25-cent hike in bus fare. WLRN reporter Julia Duba has details.
4 years ago, Broward County commissioners raised one-way bus fare from $1.50 to $1.75. Now they're considering raising it again, from $1.75 to $2. Monthly passes would also increase. And according to some commissioners who voted on the increase 4 years ago, the reaction from public transportation riders is likely to be the same, emotional. Riders delivered tearful speeches in front of their city officials, arguing that the increase would impact their ability to put food on the table for their families. But Broward commissioners say the increase is necessary to keep up with the costs of maintaining public transportation. Votes for the increase will be counted in the fall. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And while the rest of us go to and fro on terra firma, Jacques Cousteau's grandson is entering the second half of his 31-day underwater living experiment in the Florida Keys. Fabien Cousteau and a team of researchers dove down on June 1st to Aquarius Reef Base to study the coral reef. Aquarius allows scientists to live and work underwater and scuba dive without having to return to the surface. Cousteau told NPR's Marketplace that Aquarius is technology that would have delighted his grandfather.
You know, my grandfather dreamed of a day where he could speak live to the world from underwater. And unfortunately, his time passed before that technology existed. But we're here now, and this technology is, in essence, another tool that gives us an enhanced reach in a way that he only dreamed.
And while he's down there, Cousteau is sharing his knowledge. He's been holding online chats with classrooms worldwide. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.